Joining us right now, though, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Leroy's former teammate as a defensive tackle for your Packers from 1991 to 95. He's now with ESPN Chicago. Pleasure to welcome in John Yurkovich. John, how are you this afternoon, man?
Doing great, guys. Just got off the air myself, heading back into beautiful Northwest Indiana.
Beautiful. Do you believe how the NFC North has played out to this point in the season, Yurko? Did you see any way that we were in this position going into week 11 of the NFL season?
I certainly didn't expect the Bears to be up top. I thought they were going to be a year away from being able to make any noise within the division. I think the early tie that happened kind of confused things a little bit in the NFC North. And then, yeah, things just kind of got weird. I don't know if the Packers game against the Bears opening up was maybe a harbinger of things to come. Like, maybe that game was a lot closer than it should have been. Or the fact that there was a 20-0 lead in that game might have been a little bit of a shocker. But maybe we should have taken notice right away and said, hey, things are not what things appear this year. They're a little bit different, and let's see how this thing's going to end up playing out. I know this, nobody's won the division, and the only team that's kind of maybe out of the division is Detroit sitting at 3-6.
Let's talk about this coaching staff and Matt Nagy. What were your expectations coming in for him, and has he changed anything that you thought about him since he's been there?
No, we anticipated, you know, Andy Reid does a nice job of developing some coaches. They've been able to go out, and they've been able to be somewhat successful. You look at Doug Peterson, he's with him in Philadelphia, he's with him in Kansas City. He ends up winning a Super Bowl already. He's been able, you know, Mike Vrabel's with Tennessee. He's a defensive-minded coach. And, yeah, Tennessee is doing okay this year. So, you know, he can develop coaches. What we expected out of Nagy is being able to teach Mitch Trubisky how to play quarterback. And it looks like that's starting to become a little bit more successful than the way he played quarterback last year. I think the offense is more suited to what Mitch Trubisky likes to do. So they're growing together. And it reminds me a little bit, and I'm not saying it's identical, the last thing I want people to do is go crazy. It reminds me a little bit of when Holmgren and Brett were together, and they knew they were going to sink or swim with each other. Mm-hmm. I think both Trubisky and Nagy know that they're going to sink or swim with each other, and more importantly, Ryan Pace knows they're going to all sink and swim with each other. So they're hoping it somewhat becomes successful. They can lead themselves into getting into the playoffs maybe a couple of times in the next 2-3 years, if not this year, since they find themselves in the lead in the division.
Hey, Yurko, I got a two-part question. But my first question, who's the best quarterback in this division, in your opinion?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron
Rodgers by far.
What are you trying to get him to provide some bulletin board material? What are you doing?
No, then people don't – bulletin board, he's not planning. I'm not playing. We can say we won't. Hey, now, are you basing that off history or his play today?
No, what I'm basing it on – listen, if you look at their statistics, you want to break down their statistics?
No, I don't care about that. I just – what did you tell me? What you think?
All I'm saying is they're damn near identical this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're damn near identical this year. Trubisky's stats, if you look at them, are almost identical to Aaron Rodgers. If not, I think Trubisky's got a lead in a couple of the categories. But what I'm basing it off is sometimes you got chops. Now, Leroy, you were a hell of a player. Now, in your third year, were you a better player in your third year or your seventh year?
Oh, seventh by far.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Trubisky's going to be a better player the longer he goes on, the longer he plays, the more he sees. Aaron Rodgers is a better player, A, because he's done more things, he's won more games, he's been around, he can make everybody around him better right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with the Chicago Bears is a lot of guys are helping make Trubisky a little bit better, and they're helping him in his development to get along. So, yeah, I don't know if you got an issue with Aaron Rodgers, but I think Aaron Rodgers is still a pretty good player.
No, I wish I had his money. But let me ask you a question. why don't people give people like Cohen and Aaron Jones the ball more? You would think that they make their offenses go, but it seems to be more of a quarterback-driven league, and I get that. But you got two dynamic guys who can just really turn the game to a fast-paced game. Why do most coordinators don't set it up for Cohen in Chicago and Aaron Jones in Green Bay?
Well, I think nowadays it's more 60-40 pass to run. I think people, the offense coordinators with the short passing game, use that as a substitution for the running game sometimes. The nastier it gets and the colder it gets, the more you start to depend upon the running game. You know, when it's cold outside, receivers don't want to put their hands out. They don't want to get their hands stung. Mm-hmm. It looks like the passing game, the longer the year goes on, the passing game is still there, but it becomes a little bit more difficult and arduous in the passing game. We're not in a run league anymore. And when they started going away from the feature back and they started going more to the split backs, as far as, like, nobody gets more than 15 carries in a game, you know, when they started doing that, that's when the emphasis on the running back kind of went away and the emphasis on the running game went away. But, you know, you don't have to run to win. You've got to be able to run to seal the win every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the team that can do that in the third and fourth quarter will ultimately be the team that can go ahead and do special things in the playoffs.
Talk with John Yurkovic of ESPN Chicago, former Packers defensive tackle here on the Wendy's Big Show. I've been saying for weeks now, Yurko, that given how we've seen Aaron Rodgers play this season, I do think that at some point he's just going to flip that switch. And we've seen it before with Aaron Rodgers where he does struggle for a stretch. And then he'll just flip the switch and he looks like the greatest to ever do it. Should I still be expecting that? Because people around here are starting to doubt whether or not that switch will be flipped this year.
All I know is he's told you guys to relax in the past. And, you know, you're getting out of kind of being able to relax time. It's getting down to crunch time with only seven games left. So if we're going to get out of the relaxed mode, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, I'd say now's about the time to flip out of that relaxed mode and getting into the we've got to start stacking up some victories. He did it last week against Miami. You know, Aaron Jones looked absolutely fantastic last week. You know, you're going to be able to have to run the ball. And they schemed it well up front. Jimmy Campen, my former teammate, did a nice job scheming things up front. And, you know, you're coming into that time in November, into December, where as long as you're not out of it, you got a chance to still be in it, and you've got a chance to still make noise. You had two tough games. I think you played the Rams and the New England Patriots. Those aren't easy games by any stretch of the imagination. You don't just you don't walk around town and put those two games on the schedule and say, oof, man, we're going to go 2-0 here. That's not the way it works. Tough games. I fought against the Rams. You guys played very well. Just didn't find a way to win the game. So, you know, it happens. But now's the time with part of the schedule you're going to look at. You're going to be playing some teams within the division. You got to win those games. That's just the way it is. To the Packers, you know you've got to win games. You wish you were a little bit better. You wish you were 5-3, 6-3. You wish you're there. You're not. But that doesn't mean you can't get there. Leroy and I know what it's all about. 9-7 was good enough to get you into the playoffs.
Yes, it was.
And 9-7 still might be. You know, all those years that Brett played, remember, the first 3 years Brett was there, 9-7, 9-7, 9-7. All you want to do is find a way to get into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And in 95, the Packers went 11-5. We went 11-5. And then we made a little bit of noise in the playoffs. But you got to get in. You know, what is it? Leroy used to say, you got to get in where you fit in.
Get in where you fit in. That's right.
That's it. You got to get in where you fit in. As long as you get in, you got yourself a chance. And correct me if I'm wrong, but at one point or another, the Packers were the sixth seed in the playoffs. They beat the Bears. They got into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up going to a Super Bowl.
That's true. Magic carpet ride here. Hey,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No doubt. Hey, this is the one thing. When that Khalil Mack trade went down, I was one of only a few people, I think, saying, do whatever you have to do. Just get him. It changes everything. The Bears end up getting him, and Packer fans were running their mouths. Oh, he won't help them. He couldn't help the Raiders. How good really is he? And then he whooped the Packers. Could he be
beat that game, Steve.
He
had a good game, but he lost.
Right. Could he be the difference maker as far as determining who wins this division?
Sure he can, because he provides pressure upon the quarterback, and he's relentless. If you take a look at what Aaron Donald does for Los Angeles, I mean, Aaron Donald's a monster. He's like that coming off the edge. And, I mean, we anticipated this team was a top 10 defense last year, the Chicago Bears were. So when they brought him on board, that was the one guy we needed. Leonard Floyd hasn't been able to do it. The first-round pick out of Georgia has not been able to rush the passer consistently. He also hasn't been able to stay healthy. So what they did was said simply this. A, our quarterback is going to be very he's going to be we're going to have cost control on him. So we're going to be able to spend in other areas. Let's spend in other areas. If the quarterback, the head coach develop, we've got a legitimate defense. We've got a chance to make some noise in the NFC North, and it's laid out perfectly for the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
So they're there. Their window to win the championship is the next 4 years, maybe not even this year, but the next 4 years to get on top of the NFC North and then maybe make some noise in the playoffs before you have to pay the quarterback. Because once you've got to pay the quarterback, then you've got to make sacrifices everywhere else.
We announced earlier in the show and throughout the show that we were having you on, and we got this tweet, and I just wanted to have you clarify and expand on it if you can. Joel tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan. Yurko is one of my favorite Packers of all time. Still pissed off about that January 14th, 1996 NFC Championship game against the Dallas Cowgirls when they injured him on purpose. Happy you're having him on. Do you remember that game and what all happened?
I remember it. I remember like it was yesterday. And here's what happened. I went back and looked at the film, and I saw Eric Williams down at the Super Bowl that in Dallas, the one that the Packers were in. And, you know, he got off the ball late. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The snap count went. The ball was snapped. Everybody moved. He didn't move. So he was in desperation mode. In the process of being in desperation mode, Emmitt starts to cut back. I plant, which forced me to hesitate a little bit,
right,
which allowed him to kind of catch up to me. And then Emmitt stays front side. I go to press off the leg. I had all my weight on it, and then his helmet hit my knee.
Mm.
So it was an unfortunate set of circumstances that put me out. And if we look, if the Packers would have gotten to the Super Bowl that year, I wouldn't have been able to play the Super Bowl. Mm. So I'd have been triply pissed. You know what I'm saying? Not like triply Libya, but like triple. You know, I would have been really upset. So over the course of time, you learn to kind of relax and you learn to kind of accept things and, you know, okay, life goes on. And then when I met Eric down there and we talked about it, the poor guy had two canes in his arms. He was having two hip replacement surgeries. He could barely move. He wasn't even ambulatory. Mm. So over the course of time, you know, things had a tendency to even out.
Well, that was just a chance to hit him back on his knee.
Oh, come on.
Like that. Yeah, man.
That's John Yurkovic, former Packers defensive tackle. Now he's on ESPN Chicago, and you do a great job out there, Yurko. Thank you so much for some time, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. I had fun at Lambeau this weekend. It was a ball.
Oh, yeah. That was very nice for doing that for the Warriors. Wounded Warriors, I think. It was awesome.
And it was very nice.
Wounded Warriors.
It was very nice of you to hang out with Gary Ellerson. We all know what a challenge that can be.
Oh, yeah. It's always
challenging. Thanks, Yurko. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.